Yeah, that's the first thing.
We're going to have fun. We're going to be looking forward to it. We're going to be having a lot of fun coming up with the Kitchens Open, kicking off the 9 o'clock hour right here on the mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There is new devastation in Gaza. The health ministry says 436 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes in the past 24 hours, 182 of them children. Correspondent MTS Tayab reports from East Jerusalem.
Israel's strikes continue to rain misery across Gaza. And while desperately needed aid started to trickle in over the weekend, the United Nations estimates the Palestinian territory needs at least 100 trucks a day to meet the most basic needs. In the north, the Israeli military has again told residents to evacuate ahead of its looming ground invasion.
A third convoy of aid trucks moved into Gaza today, and the FBI says it's seen an increase in threats in Jewish and Muslim communities since the Israel-Hamas war began. Kieran Ramsey is with Oregon's special agent in charge.
We want to make sure if people are out there threatening people with violence, that we take action to make sure that violence doesn't happen and that we can restore some sense of safety and security to folks in the community.
In Washington, still no House Speaker. Here's CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
Seven of the candidates now running for the speakership voted to decertify the 2020 election results following the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Representative Patrick McHenry, who is serving as interim speaker, is not seeking the permanent role.
The space and time for a reset is, I think, an important thing for House Republicans.
And exactly 20 days into the turmoil, the pressure is mounting as President Biden has asked Congress to consider a $100 billion aid package for Israel and Ukraine.
This is day five of a manhunt for a suspect in the deadly shooting of a judge in Maryland.
49-year-old Pedro Argote is suspected of killing Circuit Court Judge Andrew Wilkinson in his driveway just hours after Wilkinson ruled against him in a divorce case. Washington County, Maryland Sheriff Brian L.
We're going to catch this guy. It's just a matter of time.
This concerned man lives in the area of Hagerstown, Maryland.
If he's going to kill a judge in cold blood like that, I don't think there's anything to stop him from doing that to somebody else.
A $10,000 reward is being offered for information that leads to Argote's arrest. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
S&P futures down 16. A new thrill for Swifties.
More evidence linking a heart
to Marquez Valdez Scantling.
Taylor Swift not only showed up to watch her boyfriend Travis Kelce and his Chiefs beat the Chargers, she and Patrick Mahomes' wife Brittany have a new five-slap handshake. Coach Andy Reid.
Taylor can stay around all she wants.
This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. Daytime high is approaching 54. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 50. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 70. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Seth Habagger.
Good morning.
Good things for you this hour, everyone. We're going to get into a little bit of entertainment news in a little bit. We're also going to touch on some other fun stuff. We got a couple of That Ain't Right stories for you, some local good stories of the day. But it's Monday. It's the 9 o'clock hour. You know how we kick things off.
Tell me something.
Hello and welcome to The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, the food-related show where we talk about all things kitchen. Now, we've covered the history of kitchens and delved into the history of different foods and trends, and we even like to share fun food memories and focus on foods we enjoy.
Well, you focus on foods you and everyone else enjoys, but I keep asking when we're going to talk about my favorite food, and I never get an answer.
Well, James, this week we're going to talk pasta. No, seriously.
Yeah. Very funny. You're just saying that to tease me. What's the real topic this week, Melissa?
Pasta.
Cute. Well, since it's apparently Play Jokes on James Day, I'll be the mature one and talk about our sponsor. We really do appreciate the Southwood County YMCA for sponsoring our segment. They have a bunch of fun classes and activities coming up this fall.
Registered dietitian Tiana Hamm has the Nutrition 101 class on gluten-free living today from 5:30 to 6:30. Next month's class is Exploring Probiotics. She always has fun things to eat at those classes, which is why you need to register ahead of time. The number to call is 715-818-9622.
Yes, the probiotics class is on Monday, November 20th from 10:15 to 11:15. And it sounds like she has some delicious things to try that aren't just taking a probiotic pill. So you'll want to check that out for sure. Again, that number is 715-818-9622.
Don't forget about the Lunch and Learn classes. The next one is this week, October 25th, from 11:15 to 12:15. She's making pumpkin soup and veggie hummus sandwich. That sounds perfect for this time of year.
It is pumpkin time.
Oh, so that's the topic today. I knew it. Just when I believed we were finally about to talk about something I wanted to, finally talking about pasta.
James, we're talking about pasta.
Really?
Yes, really.
Oh, good.
Now, to be perfectly honest, I didn't choose this topic for you. I just happened upon a thread talking about pasta without tomatoes or dairy, and that led me down the rabbit hole of pasta.
Just as I planted that article, yes. No, I don't care how we got here, Mel. I'm just glad we made it. Pasta, 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 pasta.
I figured you'd be on board for this one.
Hey, I've been on a pasta diet for years.
You have?
Yes, just... three simple rules. Walk a pasta the bakery, walk a pasta the ice cream shop, walk a pasta the refrigerator. You will lose the weight. Not bad, huh? That's my Italian accent.
Nice.
Okay, I can't take credit for that one. I stole it straight off the PBS.org article called Uncover the History of Pasta. Thanks, Tori Avery.
I'm broken. I can't do the segment. I'm sorry. All right, not bad. Mel makes the non-singer sing on this show, and a non-Italian is telling pasta jokes.
Yep.
Oi, the things I put up with from you two.
Oh, that's all right. You love it. You know it.
I do.
All right, now let's quickly dive into a brief history of pasta.
I'm crying. The history of pasta is neither quick nor brief.
Well, I realize that, but in the interests of time,
Pasta is ancient. While we traditionally think of pasta as an Italian food, obviously its ancient history makes it almost impossible to know who came up with it first.
All right, fine, James. Just take over the segment.
Sorry about that. With pleasure. Pasta is best known as an Italian food, but it's most likely originated in Asia.
That's true. There's a common belief that pasta was brought to Italy from China by Marco Polo during the 13th century.
That's possible, but nearly every country has their own version of pasta. Pasta in Italy, or in Italian, literally translate to pasta. That's a reference to the dough made with flour and water and sometimes eggs. By the 13th century, pasta was already gaining in popularity in other areas of Italy that Polo didn't visit. Not that we can find him.
Why we have so many varieties of pasta?
Probably. Germany and Hungary have spätzle, and in Poland they have pierogi.
Jewish families have krupla, dumplings, and in Greece they have orzo.
And don't forget my favorite Asian rice noodles with an absence of tomatoes and dairy in most of their recipes.
But tomato-based sauces are the most popular complement to pasta. Well,
that is true, but no sugar. You don't need it. The best part about pasta is its simplicity. Just flour and water for the pasta and a traditional sauce made with tomatoes, garlic, herbs, olive oil, a little salt, and a lot of thyme. And delicioso.
That does sound absolutely delicious, James, and I would love to eat it. But I found another traditional Italian dish that doesn't contain tomatoes that is also delicious. Now, I'll probably butcher this name, but it's spaghetti aglio olio.
That was actually really close, Melissa.
Aglio olio? I don't know. That's a good
one. The G is... okay, some said it was silent, but then the other was like, no, you just say it in the back of your mouth. I don't know.
Just like our country, southern Italy, northern Italy say these words differently.
Oh, cool.
If you are from Venice, you are probably going to say it more commonly like Melissa was saying it there. If you are from more closer to the end of the boot, like Sicily or something like that, you drop the E.
Oh, cool.
Drop the H.
Drop your G.
All right. Well, in the research I found, it's often referred to as a peasant dish because there's traditionally just four ingredients. Most everyone had these around, and they're cheap. Garlic, red chili, olive oil, and spaghetti.
If you want to get fancy, you can add fresh chopped parsley and finely grated Parmesan, or even better, pecorino romano.
Yeah. It's simple to make. You just slice or chop 3 to 10 cloves of garlic and chunk up 1 red chili. If you're like me and you can't handle much spice, remove the seeds. Then, while your water is coming to a boil for the spaghetti, pour a scant half cup of olive oil into a frying pan over low to medium heat. Saute the garlic, chili, and a little salt and pepper until the garlic is light brown and fragrant. By the time that's done, your spaghetti should be just about ready to drain. Save a little of the pasta water. Then add the noodles to the garlic and olive oil and stir it well, adding tablespoons of pasta water as needed for moisture, and a bon appetit.
That sounds good.
I would try that.
It's
phenomenal. Mitchell and I have made that a few times years back. It's on an episode of Binging with Babish that is just also fun to watch.
Although 10 cloves of garlic, woof.
Well, that's the thing. That's where all the flavor comes from.
That's just about enough.
That's just
about enough, I would say.
From
you
your
can never
palate.
Have too much garlic.
Never have too much garlic.
Love
Speaking
garlic.
Of vampires, they're not going to be around after that. Boy, I tell you.
Not one Italian vampire.
That's
never.
Right, none.
Never.
Another delicious and simple pasta recipe without tomatoes is pasta carbonara. It's got a creamy cream sauce that you make using eggs and pasta water. Traditionally, it does have cheese in it, but you can make it without or using a substitute. You simply cook up a package of bacon, until it's crispy and save 1 tablespoon of the drippings. Cook the pasta, usually spaghetti or linguine, until al dente. While the pasta is cooking, whisk together 3 large eggs and 1 egg yolk, 1 1/4 cup finely grated Parmesan cheese, and 1 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Drain the pasta and reserve 1 cup for the cooking water. Working quickly, you whisk 1/2 cup of hot pasta water into your egg mixture. This tempers the eggs and cooks them without scrambling. Ooh, that's cool. Pour this mixture into the hot pasta and add the bacon. Toss to combine and add the remaining 1/2 cup of water if needed to thin the sauce. Serve with additional Parmesan and fresh parsley. Bacon and pasta. Yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
I'd try good this.
Combo.
Mm-hmm. Sounds excellent.
I would try this.
Mm-hmm.
I would try
it
that.
Is delicious. I actually made this last weekend. It was really good. Ooh,
nice.
Oh, nice. Nice. And turned out well for you.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I would definitely try that.
Yeah.
Of course, nothing beats Nana's homemade marinara, but you can make a delicious pasta sauce using squash as a substitute.
I am all here for this. I love squash.
You need only 2 pounds of cubed butternut squash. Toss this with 1 tablespoon of olive oil and roast it in the oven until done. Put that in a blender and blend until smooth. Be careful and let the steam escape since it will be hot. Add about 2 cups of broth, Italian seasoning, salt, lemon juice, garlic, and onion powder and blend until smooth. You can also add a half cup of grated Parmesan cheese or a half cup of nutritional yeast if you're Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a confession to make. I totally had to change the script this morning because I made this last night.
All right.
Because it sounded so good. I added some chicken, spinach, and fresh basil instead of the Italian seasoning. It was delicious. I honestly can't wait till lunch today. I had to stop myself from eating it for breakfast.
Right on. Oh, wow. I'm really happy to hear it was good. Yeah. And Melissa, I don't know if you intended it or not, but that's a good side note, too, if you need to substitute. That is a good substitute, usually. I've even seen my Nana do that before with a meals substitute. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's no marinara sauce, but I'd try this at least. I'd definitely try it.
Yeah, me too.
Well, and there's a lot of different options for alternatives to marinara sauce that I think are also great with pasta.
Mm-hmm. And for people like you, Melissa, who have trouble with tomatoes, I mean, that's great that you have all these different variety you can choose from.
Well, and that's the neat thing about, you know, what I found on that thread is there are a lot of people who have sensitivities to the nightshade family, which includes, you know, tomatoes and eggplant and
all that stuff, right?
Yeah, I
growing up, we just didn't have a lot of white sauces. We didn't have a lot of those. And as an adult, it took me a lot longer than I'd like to admit to try them. And it turns out I didn't die. And they were actually really good.
You are okay. Yeah. He's still here.
I'm still here.
Still here. Well, I was serious when I said rabbit hole with the different sauces because I found green pasta sauce recipes using broccoli, spinach, zucchini, and of course, pesto. Mm-hmm. Now, those are completely versatile and can be made with or without cheese. The pestos do commonly have nuts, so obviously not safe for those with nut allergies, Seth.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, we do avoid the pesto in our family.
Smart, smart.
Because of that. But other than that, that sounds good.
It speaks to the versatility of these foods. Mm-hmm. Both this and something that Melissa brought up in this conversation that I think we talk about when we talk about a lot of our older foods or a lot of our European foods, that it's funny to me, the ones that survived, the ones that we make so much money off of in industry are the poor ones, are the ones that were... Yeah, they were all created off of the backs of working class and
it's
people that just didn't have much, so they scraped some things, put them together, and boom.
Look at what we got.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's not the fancy rich meals that we have fast food chains built on or anything like that.
It's our comfort foods.
It's the cheap stuff, right?
Yeah. It's wild to me. There are plenty of fancy restaurants that you can go and spend your mortgage on, you know, a meal or something like that. But for the most part, the most successful restaurants, it really, especially when you look at the idea of restaurants where only like 25% of new restaurants make it or something like that, this is where we go with it. We go with these quote unquote poorer foods. Or these, as Melissa put it, I think accurately, comfort foods.
Yes.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating to me.
Yeah, it is really cool.
Well, and we don't want to leave out the full range of Asian pasta dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter, noodle bowls, garlic chili noodles, red curry noodles, ramen stir fry, pad thai, drunken noodles.
Wait, what? Drunken noodles?
Are we making noodles with beer now? Because, I mean, I feel like we're late on that one. We should have been doing that a long time ago.
Well, what I read is that drunken noodles is a literal translation of the Korean title Pad Ki Mao. The theory on recipetineats.com is that these spicy Thai noodles should be eaten with an ice-cold beer, and they're a great cure for hangovers.
Okay, I don't know. That's fascinating. That's very fascinating.
I gotta admit, as somebody who cannot drink like he used to, I will try any hangover cure that there might be out there. You had me right there.
Well, there's a kind of kung fu, I believe, that's also drunken. It's called the drunken thing. Fight. Yeah, right.
I was gonna make that reference,
style.
And I didn't think anybody would get it, so I didn't go.
Oh
there
no, I'm there.
No,
with
I like
it.
That character on DOA.
Yeah. Oh, nice, Melissa. Yes, I know that character too. Yeah,
drunken.
I can't even think of the actor who famous actor played in the Drunken Monk or whatever.
Yeah, right.
The old kung fu movies.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I love those. Those are good.
Well, back to the recipes.
Yes.
This one calls for the widest rice noodle you can find. They're wider than the ones for pad thai, and you prepare them by soaking them in hot water. The sauce consists of sugar, oyster sauce, dark and light soy sauces, or just regular soy sauce. You want to have everything prepared before you start cooking because this comes together quickly. You saute garlic and chili and olive oil over high heat in a wok for about 10 seconds. Add white onions and cook for 1 minute. Add chicken and fish sauce and cook for about 2 minutes or until the chicken is done. Then you add your green onions noodles, the sauce you mix together, and cook for an additional minute. Remove from heat, add basil, toss, and serve immediately.
All right. Wonderful. Sounds lovely.
I'm definitely up for that. I do have to really quickly, as a side note, shout out Laura. It was Jackie Chan that was the drug
Jackie
guy.
Jackie Chan, that's what
it was. It was right at the tip of my tongue. I could not think of it. Thank you, Laura, for that. That I would try. That sounds like a good one, too. In fact, Melissa, I think you've got a perfect batting average here. All these things you've brought up today, I would definitely try, in part because I'm a noodle freak. Like, I love noodles. I think that it's one of the most versatile foods we have.
Absolutely.
And I think it speaks to me, there is such unity when I think of pasta noodles, when I think of noodles in general. And I feel a little silly saying this out loud, but since I was a kid, you go to the Taste of Chicago, and these people, everybody have noodles in their food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is an Asian cuisine. This is an Italian cuisine. This is a Greek cuisine. Mm-hmm. This is a Spanish cuisine. Everybody uses noodles.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows how much we have more in common than not, how much we are alike than more than we are alike than we are not, and how much more we can, like, food brings us together. I'm overdoing it. I know I'm over-seriousing this, but I thought, as a kid, I've always thought noodles were one of the great unifiers.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Everybody with you there. Loves noodles.
Yep.
Well, I think it's a pasta time to end this segment.
Wow.
No, I'm not reading my line. No, I like that, Melissa, and I encourage you to keep doing those. That was fantastic. We want to thank the Southwood County YMCA so much for sponsoring the show here. Thank you so much to them.
Stop in and visit the Y. They're located at 601 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, or you can call to find out more information about their classes, memberships, nutrition programs, personal training, or anything else that they have going on, including Halloween at the Y this Friday. Just want to mention that real quick.
Yeah.
That number, of course, is 715-818-9622. That's 715-818-9622.
And you can also find out information on their website at swcymca.org or like their Facebook page because they post updates often.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Another great one.
Very nice.
Looking forward to the shop opening up again next Monday, Melissa.
Yeah.
That was fun.
All right.
It's a pasta time. We get out of here.
Oh, great. Now he's going to use that.
We'll come back.
Yep.
We'll come back with more morning show on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 50. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 70. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for joining us. I hope your week is starting off well. Yeah. Got some entertainment news to get to, but I do want to really quickly give a big shout out to Melissa and the great work that she does on that segment right there. That was so much fun,
that
Melissa.
Was fun.
That really was a blast. We had a good time with that one. Thank you so
indeed.
Much. Big thank you, of course, to our Southwood County YMCA as well. We want to thank them.
Yeah, make sure you get down there on Friday for the Halloween.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, that song you just heard right there, talking over Melissa. I apologize, Melissa. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
No, that was on me. That's on me. That was not your fault at all. You were doing your job. The computer just played sooner than I wanted it to. But I was trying to play a little of this for everybody. Little Rock Lobster from the B-52s.
Nice.
Rock Lobster. I think a well enough known song. Mm-hmm. I think most people know that song, Rock Lobster, and know the B-52s.
You mean the B-52s did something besides Love Shack?
They did. Yes, they did.
No way.
Yeah. This was much bigger than, it was way before Love Shack.
Yeah, it was.
and a lot of people love to dance to this one. It's actually a big wedding song. I've seen this one at a lot of weddings, people dancing to Rock Lobster from the B-52s. But do you ever stop to wonder how the lobster's doing? Because that's what Fred Schneider of the B-52s wanted you to do. Kate Pearson says, quote, "The Rock Lobster represents animal rights to Fred. He's a staunch vegetarian. To him, he really thought of saving the lobster." Kate also says that late guitarist Ricky Wilson wasn't necessarily sold on the song's famous riff when he first came up with it. Quote, "I remember Ricky came in and said, I've just written the stupidest guitar line ever."
Oh, that's a great guitar riff. I love it.
Which, if you've ever worked on a collaborative creative endeavor, you know that that's the sound of someone striking genius. Kate's so right about that.
Yes.
There's so many times in history where you hear somebody say, I don't know how this is. Brian May going to Freddie Mercury and going, Freddie, what do you think of this? And Freddie looking at him like, that's okay. That's all right. Maybe we can fit that in the song somewhere. You know, and boom. You know,
yeah,
you got one of the most famous beats ever of all time. Mm-hmm. Like, so much of it starts that way. I'm one of these nerds that loves diving into the history of songs, what song lyrics mean, both because I love what the artist intended and what we take from it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a good painting. Like, it speaks to all of us differently, and I think music can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea about this song.
Okay.
None. This is the first. Yesterday was the first I heard this.
To be fair to other people, I mean, if you actually listen to the lyrics, how are you going to figure that out?
Yeah.
The lyrics themselves are kind of strange, which the B-52 is kind of strange, especially Fred Schneider. I don't blame anyone for not catching that. It's a weird song. It really is.
I'm not sure how anybody ever was able to focus on anything other than Fred's mustache.
the video, it's early.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's you're right. He had a glorious mustache
mustache.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I just learned something today. I learned something.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I did not know that. Green Day are going on a stadium tour next year with the Smashing Pumpkins, Rancid, and the Linda Lindas.
Oh, my goodness.
What a lineup. Billy Joe Armstrong made the announcement Thursday night during a surprise show in Las Vegas. They played their album Dookie, which turns 30 in February.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Feeling old.
Nothing made me feel older than that sentence right there. They also debuted a new song called The American Dream is Killing Me. It comes out tomorrow. It'll be the first single off their upcoming album.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's pretty interesting.
That's one heck of a lineup. Rancid. I didn't even know Rancid was still a thing.
I didn't either. I don't know. I don't know if I have this wrong or not, but I would have thought if anybody was going to be opening for somebody, it would be Green Day opening for the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised by that. It also, though, speaks to a lot of like modern day Billy Corgan. Like, that man has grown up a lot, has matured a lot, is very self-deprecating nowadays, doesn't take himself nearly as serious as he used to. He's actually gotten a lot into the wrestling game. Like,
really?
Not wrestling himself, but like helping like sponsor promotion chips and things. He's a big wrestling fan.
Fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. I never would have thought that. I never saw Billy Corgan like getting like loosening up a little bit and everything.
Right. Yeah. So maybe, rat in a cage, man. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Maybe that's a little bit of this, of why he's doing it. Because I honestly, and it's nothing against Green Day. I don't mean anything negative against Green Day, but we grew up with these bands.
Yep.
I generally think the Smashing Pumpkins got way bigger than Green Day ever got. So I'm a little surprised by that. I don't think it's a big deal. I think either one can open for the other.
Oh, for sure.
Just where there's so much ego involved and money involved in these things.
To be fair, yep.
Obviously, the main act gets more money than the opening acts.
Right.
It's a little surprising to me.
Yeah. But it seems like that's happening a little more and more often, where you have, you know, like Shania Twain is opening for some bands.
It's fascinating,
You're so right.
It's cool
about
to see.
You know, to me, I always thought, well, am I going to get more eyeballs this way? You know, I don't need to be the headliner. Tell me, am I going to get a new audience?
Right.
Are people going to see my music that, or hear my music that might not normally hear it?
Right.
Is part of the reason why I thought what Carrie Underwood was doing was so masterful with the opening for Guns N' Roses. And everybody and their mother saying, well, why is she doing this? She's a big star. She doesn't need to. I guarantee that she got some new fans from that.
Yep.
Maybe like three or four, you know, who knows how many. But that three or four can spring off into three and four more others when they play her music for somebody else and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and any successful band has opened for other bands. I mean, this is something they've all done in the past. So it's not like it's something brand new for most of them anyway. So, and it's fun, you know, you get to have a little fun with it.
Well, and collaborate with other artists. It's fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't think of anything that I enjoy more about the arts than collaborating.
Mm-hmm. The best thing about it.
Whether it's collaborating with you two that I get to do a couple times a week, it's one of my favorite things to do, or collaborating with my oldest daughter, Bria.
Segway King.
Yeah, thank you. It is a
It's a Monday.
It's a Muppet Monday, everybody. Get on over wherever you get your podcasts and check out What the Muppet, the fantastic podcast run by Bria Hoyt and myself. Got to get her name
her
right
new
now.
Name. Yeah, in there,
name.
Yeah.
Get her new name. I really like that name, by the way. Yeah. I love Krieger. Yeah. Krieger is a beautiful name. That's her mother's name and everything, and she's got a wonderful family. But I like Hoyt. I like that a lot. It's a nice name. It's a good one. Bree and I had some fun with this most recent podcast. It's a really good one. Encourage you to go check it out. Features in, I think, one of the most under-talked about Muppets ever that has been around from the beginning. It's a great one. It's a fun one.
Wow.
It's also our last one before our special episode. The next episode we have coming up is an episode that we did in partnership with another podcast called Puppet Masters of None.
Mm-hmm.
It is run by two gentlemen who are incredibly intelligent. They went to school for puppeteering, worked in puppeteering for like 20 years, and now run a podcast. They're retired now, and they run a podcast all about Muppets and the puppetry and stuff. Where Bree and I kind of focus on just your classic Muppet characters. They focus on like the Dark Crystal and Legend.
All of the stuff. Yeah.
All of the stuff and everything. And it is one of the most interesting podcasts you'll listen to. Check out their podcast. As long as you're checking ours out, go ahead and check out theirs as well and subscribe to their
page.
It's easy to download too as it is one.
That's right.
Yes, yes. And be sure to check those out, everybody. And a big, 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 big thank you to all the people that are subscribing and checking out the YouTube page or downloading the podcast.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Nothing has ever humbled me more in entertainment than this.
Aww.
Than you guys enjoying and supporting this show. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate it.
Very nice.
Check out What the Muppet every Monday.
Mutt the Whuppet. You almost said
Yep. Yep. Almost did that.
That would actually is pretty good.
I'm very thankful we're not live.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
thankful this is not a live show.
I'll edit that out later. Yeah.
We're going to get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Work is progressing to address the housing crisis in Wausau. Here's Brittany Merlot.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin was in Wausau Friday touring a rehabilitated motel that's expanding affordable housing in the area. Here's Senator Baldwin.
We can and must do more to ensure that there's a safe place to lie your head at night within reach for all Wisconsinites.
Baldwin helped secure $100,000 in funding from the Community Development Block Grant for this project.
And it really takes a collaborative effort from the federal, state, local, and private sector partners to address.
The Ponderosa Motel new apartment complex has 16 one-bedroom units open now and another 16 expected to be completed by May. Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg.
We need 525 units by the end of next year, so this is getting us there, 16 units at a time.
This after recent reports say that Wisconsin went through the fifth highest rent increase in the nation. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
Fall is here, and it's the perfect time to get your flu shot. Aspirus Health is reminding our community that flu season is just around the corner. They say fall is the best time to get the shot to ensure the highest rate of immunity before the virus hits. Health officials also say the benefit of preventing the flu outweighs any risks that people may worry about when getting the flu shot. The CDC cites, on average, influenza causes about 36,000 deaths nationwide each flu season. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain. Like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you're looking to get in the spirit of Halloween, look no further than the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids. They have quality goods at affordable prices with items changing daily. Get decked out for the season at the Trading Post, the store you can get lost in.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Don't be chicken. Hunt and peck your way over to wiscountry.com/chicken to vote on the new name for the WIRI logo. We've narrowed it down to three choices, and we need you to vote for your favorite. It's easy. Go to wiscountry.com/chicken, enter your name and email address, and put the names in order, starting with the one you like best. Voting closes October 26th. Then tune in to the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on Halloween to find out the winner. Help us name that chicken and keep listening to Wiscountry on 105.5 WIRI.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with scattered rain showers likely. Daytime highs approaching 54. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 50. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 70. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR.
I can't stand to see you sad. I can't bear to hear you cry. You can't tell me what you need. All I can do is wonder why. Someday, somewhere.
We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Happy Monday, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, and let's dive into this one. I've been wanting to talk about this with you guys. What is a disgusting smell that you like?
Wow.
424-2600-715-424-2600. You're brave enough to join this conversation. You get a free t-shirt. You'll get a shirt just for joining the conversation.
It's Halloween time. Got to be brave, everybody.
Yeah. There are many reasons that you might hide a magazine under your bed or keep things secret in this place or that. But what about the things that you enjoy, like those quiet, private moments when you... You smell something that you shouldn't be smelling. What about that? We all do it. We all do it. There's a smell. There's something that we all do this with. What is it for you? People on social media are talking about disgusting smells that they actually enjoy. And here are some good ones.
Okay. All right.
Again, we want audience participation on this 715-424-2600. I'm just going to start at the top and work our way down because there's 20 of these.
So yeah, wow.
Kind of get through these a little bit. The smell of a mechanic's shop or an auto parts store.
The oil smell. Yeah. I noticed that this weekend.
I love that. I love that smell. Love it.
I don't.
I think it's the city in me. I think it's the city boy in me that likes that smell.
The oil, not so much, but the auto parts store has a different smell to it. And I actually kind of like that one. Yeah.
There's something about the like this time of year, walking through Chicago, and like whether it's the steam from the grates or it is the smell coming off of the street, I can't get enough of it.
Wow.
I don't know what it is, but it's just...
Nostalgia.
Yeah. The smell when you first turn on the heat in winter, which is probably just burning dust.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's a comforting smell, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Farm animals.
That good old country air.
You know, doing the corn maze yesterday, that's the smell we had while we were going through it. And it's not, it's not a good smell, but it's not a, there's something about it. I don't know what it is.
That one is nostalgic for me because my grandparents had a farm. So, I don't mind the farm smell. Pig farm, not so much. Cow farm, I'm okay with.
I haven't been on this a lot, but the bit I have, I like the smell. Mm-hmm. I do. I agree with you. I like this. I love this next one. Old libraries.
Oh.
Or old
books.
How
is that a bad smell?
I guess for some people it might be, but I'm with you.
Well,
I love it.
If you're susceptible to mildew, dust,
I suppose.
Allergies, that kind of thing would be bad. But but no, libraries smell amazing.
Yep, I'm with you.
The smell of an old book, bookstore, or used bookstores. Just walking into
paper
a used
smell.
Bookstore.
Yep.
Oh, just walking in. I could just walk in and out of a used bookstore just all day. Just
it's like
in
a
and
bakery,
out.
You know, just going in and out.
Yes. A just blown out match.
Ooh.
Oh, the smell of that sulfury.
I like that. I like that one.
Interesting, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. The sulfury kind of, I don't know why, but I like. I wouldn't want a candle smelling like it, but yeah, I do like that.
Do they offer those?
Oh,
candles?
I'm sure they do. I'm positive they do. Yankee or somebody's
if
got
not,
one.
If not, they will know.
They have bacon smelling ones, so I guess you're right.
Number six, gasoline.
Ooh, not me.
Top three worst smells ever for me.
Yeah.
The smell of gas. I hate the smell of
specifically diesel.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, diesel's bad, but I kind of like just that one, the first half of a second of a whiff, and then I'm over it.
Right, right. No, I get you on this, though. I get you. With other, not with this one, but with other smells, I get what you mean by that, Melissa.
Like the initial reaction, but then after that, it's like, yeah.
Okay, I'm done now.
I hate the smell of gas. I hate the smell of gasoline. Now, in the air. Like it's different when you're pouring. I'm totally thinking more specifically when you're putting gas in a tank or in your lawnmower or something, and it gets all over the place.
It gets on something, then no.
That's your cologne for the day, whether you like it or not. That's
for
what
the
you're.
Week.
Yeah. Your own underarms or body odor. or your partner's body odor.
Oh, yeah. I can see
that. Every once in a while, yeah. It's pheromones, man.
Exactly.
Yep.
There's a science to that.
That's true.
I'd like to thank the Tide for him or Richard Pryor. I don't know. The greatest comedian I'll ever hear, George Carlin, taught me this. I did not know this, but in one of his stand-up bits, he's talking about it and talking about the ridiculousness of how much we buy things and how many things we buy that we don't need. And one of the things he goes off on a tangent on is perfume and cologne and how... We wear these things to attract the other, attract what we want to in a partner, and here the whole time we didn't need them, because actually what attracts people is your own pheromones.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you're covering up your own pheromone, and then we wonder why we have a hard time dating.
Yeah.
And a high divorce rate.
Right.
Actually, Wisconsin's is pretty good right now. But.
Yeah.
That's right. That's good to know.
Nice little side note.
It was.
Fish food flakes.
Ooh.
Ew.
Tetramil deal? Ugh, I'm not.
That is one of my most hated. That's why when I had a fish tank when I was a kid, and I just despised that smell.
Really? I don't like it, but it doesn't. Like, you two both had a real different reaction to that. Both of you had a very strong reaction to that, I mean.
Yeah. No, I'm not a fan myself.
Oh, interesting.
Yep.
I'm like that. What your guys' reaction, I would have had to cat or dog food.
Like,
that one also is gross.
I can't stand the smell of dog food, man. I look at my fur brother and I'm like, all right, brother, and I know you love this. Here you go. But, man, I don't.
Just keep it away from me.
There's a dog food factory in Toma where I went to high school. Oh. And when the wind was right, you'd get off the bus and you'd just be like, bleh.
Oh, yeah.
I worked Jefferson, Wisconsin. Again, same thing. And I worked there. And you're right. It's an awful smell.
Mm-hmm.
Nail polish or nail polish remover?
I don't have a problem with those.
Yeah, for me, it's the first, like what you said before, Melissa, like the first second. And then after that, it's like, that's too much.
Yeah,
my oldest brother hates that smell. Don't dare open any of those containers around him.
Wow.
Chlorine in a swimming pool.
I don't mind the chlorine in a swimming pool. What I don't like is after you've been inside in a swimming pool and it's winter and you go outside.
I see what you mean.
Very unique smell.
Yes.
Because you're still smelling the chlorine in the cold. It's very different. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like this tinny kind of over the top. I don't know. It's weird.
It's actually I think that's a pretty good description, actually. I wouldn't have gotten even that far on it.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, exactly.
That one for me, like, I like the smell the first couple weeks of summer. After that, I don't care. But it ties into the nostalgia of running, going to swimming pools as a kid and stuff, I think.
Right, exactly.
Speaking of that, a freshly lit firecracker on the 4th of July.
Ooh, yeah, that initial, I know what you, that's not bad.
You know, back to that sulfur kind of.
Or sparklers, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah,
for me. And then I'm done with it.
Yeah. Tennis balls. Yeah.
Ooh.
That rubber smell.
Yeah, that's a very distinct smell.
It is a very distinct smell.
Yeah, I don't mind that one.
That's not a bad one. I like that one. The notorious Duran fruit. I don't know what that is referring to.
I've never smelled that,
but I've
heard that it has an awful smell. Like, it's, I think they call it the corpse fruit is its nickname.
Oh, is that from the corpse plant?
Yeah. I have never had the pleasure to do that one. Yeah.
Me neither.
It doesn't grow in our part of the country.
No, it does not.
Oh, here's one that a lot of kids out there are guilty of. Permanent markers. Everybody knew that kid in class. He was usually sitting in back. All right, now get your markers out, everybody. And for a couple seconds, you just hear him in the back just inhaling. Just
huffing his marker.
Okay, but there was a whole period of time where they made, like, I had a whole thing of fruit-smelling markers.
Yeah. They did do that. That's true.
Yeah, blueberry and grape and strawberry and lime.
Mm-hmm. I think they're leaning more towards Sharpies, because I don't think Sharpies have ever done that.
No. The hallways of hotels is another one.
Hmm. I guess I've never done this.
Hallways?
I kind of got that. Working in one of the hotels I worked in, I would say, more than others. But I don't know about, you know, tradition.
In general? Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember any of that.
It smells like, no.
How about pungent cheeses?
Pungent cheeses. Those aren't bad.
They're not bad. Well,
of course, I don't use many of them either. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. When's the last time you had a good Lindberger?
Yeah, right. Yeah, or Rockford or something like that. Yeah.
Just like that sentence. When's the last time you had a good Lindberger? Someone said, I love the smell of fresh plastic in the morning.
Ugh.
Like cheap inflatable pool toys.
No.
No. Oh.
Not.
That's probably a nostalgia thing, too.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah.
All that time you spent trying to blow them up.
Oh, God. Maybe that's why I hate them so much. I smell like gas, damn it.
Smells like lightheadedness.
that smell from the stretched, it smells like lightheartedness. That was so good, Melissa. I can't run past that one. That was good. Probably the smell from stretched ears or a nose piercing when you turn your hoop around. I don't know that one.
That one I've never done. Yeah. So, of course, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's an icky smell. And I guess if you like that, sure. Okay. Okay.
Melissa does not.
And then finally, somebody put down my dog. who smells like he worked double overtime at the Frito factory. That's good.
I have a friend who likes the smell of dog breath.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Yep. She likes it.
More power to her. Yeah.
Yep. It's all yours, honey.
I know somebody who was a student of mine years back who would rave about this. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. It's the only person I've ever known like that, but yeah.
Well, we're all different, I guess.
Any honorable mentions outside the lines? Any honorable mentions? I would like to throw garlic out there. Yeah. I love the smell of garlic.
Yeah, and there are people who don't. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But there's a difference between like garlic cooking and garlic breath.
Good point. There is. Like onions, the same kind of thing. Yeah.
Ask every woman that's ever dated me. Yes.
I'm going to
stop dating vampires, James.
I'm going to throw out there a freshly lit cigarette.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow.
I don't like smoking. I hate the smell of smoke. Mm. But that initial, right after it's just first lit. There's something about that I don't know.
That or a cigar. I will put both. Now, I don't smoke anymore, and I'm glad that I don't, and I'm very happy not to be. Teach their own. I encourage you to, look into those things. But I'm with you on this one, Melissa, yeah.
A pipe.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought the pipe smells the best. Mm. Pipe smoke was the best smelling, yeah.
What my grandpa smoked, and I like that.
Even if I don't like the candle, the initial lighting of a wick.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is, but I even like that.
It's the whatever the wick is made out of, like rope or whatever. Yeah that little smell.
And the wax on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will say, I'm guessing this is a lot more liked than I realize, because that's usually how these things work for me. When I'm about to say something and then I realize, everybody likes it. But coffee grinds. Coffee grounds.
Well, that's just a good smell. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I figure. Okay. That's a good. Yeah.
Although I'm sure
it's
there
like freshly mown grass.
Yes.
There are. You're mentioning like two things that Beth couldn't stand when she was pregnant. By the way.
Oh wow.
I would come in from mowing the lawn, and she's like, "You need to take a shower right now.
Wow.
Get out of that. Yeah, you're making me sick. You know.
Interesting. We got some interesting stuff coming up for you. Danny Wright stories and good stories of the day on the way on the morning show at WFHR.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 54. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 50. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James here, getting you into the Halloween spirit with some fun stories today and leading throughout the week. And, of course, next week we'll have some. And be sure to join us for a fun Tuesday episode of for Halloween episode next Tuesday.
Yes.
We'll be not only announcing the winner of our in the name of our WIRI chicken, we'll be having some fun around here. We'll be having some fun with that day. And we'll be having stories, maybe not like this, but, you know, Halloween-centric. Okay. Our feature That Ain't Right story is a doozy. Every year there are debates over controversial Halloween decorations, usually because they're graphic or gruesome. It's rarely because they're too sexy.
Oh, no.
Some residents of a neighborhood in Utah, and keep that in mind, in Utah, are upset about a Halloween decoration that shows a skeleton pole dancing.
Oh, jeez.
Two other skeletons sit on chairs nearby holding up fake bills.
I saw this picture.
This is something that was actually created. It was created and displayed by Christopher Fujinsi. Neighbors complained, obviously, and the city told him he needed to take it down because it's a code violation to have anything hanging on a street sign, even skeleton erotic dancers. Christopher complied, but he just moved the display over onto his property, and he also made it bigger and added lights and more skeletons.
Of course he did.
Neighbors who like the display have even dropped off their own decorations to add to it.
Oh, wow.
Others still don't like it. One neighbor said, "I guess teaching our children respect, decency, and manners has gone by the wayside." Yeah, it started doing that when we started having Let's Go Brandon flags outside of grade schools and stuff. Like, around here, I don't want to hear anybody complaining about that.
No.
Like, if you're okay with those being up, if you're okay with F our President's posters and signs like that, then I don't want to hear any complaints about Halloween decorations.
No, not especially ones that it's supposed to be fun. They're not showing anything they shouldn't. And it's just...
They're skeletons.
They're skeletons, for crying out loud.
If a little kid walks past that and they see a skeleton dancing, they're going to think it's a skeleton dancing.
They don't know what it is.
They're not going to know.
It's going to go right over their head.
Yeah. It's no different than when a joke in a Pixar or Disney movie happens, an adult joke happens, and it goes right over their head, and they don't know why their parents are laughing.
Exactly.
It's no different. Get over yourselves.
Yeah, right.
Christopher admits that it is a little risque, but he says it's just meant to be fun. He also says if kids understand what that is, maybe the problem is something else.
Uh-huh. Great points. Yeah.
But also, pole dancing has become an excellent workout. They offer it at gyms.
That's right. True.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's I looked at Cirque du Soleil.
Yes.
Both strong points.
Yes.
My that ain't right part of this story is the people complaining about it.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you, man.
Now, again, if we're going to start agreeing that we have to start caring about these things more and all that, then you go ahead and take down those flags and stuff. But when we see those, because I know of here in Wisconsin Rapids, I know two of three of those, and both of them are either in front of or right next to a grade school.
Yeah.
How that's okay, but we're going to lose our minds over Halloween decorations? Seems like, come on, miss me with that, man.
Hypocrisy there. Just a little
that bit. Don't make no sense. I need a palate cleanser.
All right.
Let's get to some local good stories of the day, and one of them going on right now. We're calling on all superheroes. Here in Wisconsin Rapids, we've got a blood drive going on from 2 to 7 today at the former East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street. Appointments are encouraged, but today is the day, so go ahead and walk in if you can. Reach out to the Blood Center of North Central Wisconsin if you have any questions at 866-566-5900. Again, community blood drive taking place today from 2 to 7 at the former East Junior High School Music Room right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, we don't say you have to do it, but if you dress like a superhero, no one will blink because it's around Halloween. Yeah. So just do it anyway. Nice. I say you don't have to, but it'd be kind of fun.
Nicely done. Nicely points. Done, Seth.
What do you it's got also this the time of year, of course, COVID-19 is still circulating around our communities. So make sure to grab a few at-home tests. Free COVID-19 rapid test kits are still available through the Wood County Health Department and at all Wood County libraries while supplies last. And that, of course, includes McMillan Library here in Rapids, the Pittsville Community Library, the Lester Library in Arpin, the Lester Library in Vesper, the Charles and Joanne Lester Library in Nakusa, and the Roll Marshfield Public Library. All those will have test kits available. And also a reminder that if you have kits, they did redo the expiration date. So now all the kits don't expire till March 18th of next year. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind. Don't throw them out. You can still use them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this came up earlier when we were talking about the Y during the Kitchens Open segment. And again, a big thank you to them for being a sponsor. Mm-hmm. Halloween at the Y.
Woo!
601 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids is going on this Friday from 5:30 to 8. Family fun night, evening activities, kid-friendly haunted house, games and dancing, costume contest, face painting, arts and crafts, a photo booth, free with donation of a non-perishable food item.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Bring down there a can of soup or something like that. You get to get in for free. How cool is that?
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
A big shout out to the Y, to the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids area, proudly working together, and all of us that are able to attend. Thank you very much for that.
Yes, indeed.
That's going to be a fun one.
It is.
I love, we had the members of the Y in talking about this. I love the photo booth idea.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. What a fantastic idea. That is so awesome.
Costume and everything. Yeah, that's great.
Really, really cool. And I want to remind everybody that our friends at the Historic Point Boss have their Spirit Walk one more weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's going on this Saturday, the 28th, from 6 to 8. Take a guided lantern-lit walk around Historic Point Boss. Learn from individual citizens of Point Boss as they emerge from the darkness to tell you about themselves and their history. Shout out to all the actors that are a part of this. Our good friends Steve Martin and Mike Egren do this every year.
Yes, they do.
Along with many other locals. We appreciate them.
Yeah.
It's fun for the entire family. Go ahead and check this one out and find out more at historicpointboss.com. Keeping history alive, help them do so. Get on over there and volunteer if you can, too, everybody.
Yeah, don't forget about that.
Historicpointboss.com. We're going to be out of here, but you two have a great day. Thank you for a great show.
You too, my man.
Yeah, you too, James.
Have a good one, everybody. We'll talk to you soon and later right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the home of the